All right, Mam Fam, you know what that music means? It's time for another round of American Treasure nominations for February 2021. We know this episode is dropping in March, but we're recording it in February, so this is the February round for the record. May the record reflect that in the end. Bets are open. Last-minute wagers for who will be an American Treasure for this time around. If you're not familiar with this, maybe you've heard us on the show before mention American Treasures, people that we talk about as American Treasures. This is a little Hall of Fame that we've had going on our show ever since its inception of people that we nominate and dub with the title of American Treasures if they meet certain qualifications. Those qualifications are: have to be in the business for 25 years or 50 years old, have to be a U.S. citizen, and the most important, guys, qualification, sense of humor about oneself, which means you've got to be a fun person. Can't be a piven, which we like to call. So the people that are pivens are in the piven category. Mm-hmm. And it's a different, whole different thing.
Do we need to rename the pivens because Jeremy Piven is incredibly irrelevant at this point? Like,
he's going to be at the same. I got a thing from my friend, listener of the show, Matt Fry, that he's going to be at the San Antonio Comedy Club in a couple weeks. If you guys want a road trip down.
Let's do that. Let's present him with the trophy.
Can we call him the Chevy Chases? I don't know. Like, is there a celebrity that's known to be more difficult than Jeremy Piven? Then we'll
have to think on it, because Piven also didn't he get Me Too'd as well? So now that holds a completely different distinction.
It's a different
category. Know. We'll put some thought.
Rename the Spacey Wing to the Piven Wing. All right. That's the way it works. Those are the qualifications, but we have a running list that still needs to be updated on our website with some American Treasures. I'm going to think of a new format for that, so it's a lot more readable for you and all that. So that's on the project list. But if you're curious about some people that have already been bestowed the title of American Treasures, check out our website, click on American Treasures, and they're there for you. But what you get if you're an American Treasure, not only the title, but you get a nice denim vest with American flag lining, and with embroidered your name on the front with an eagle on the back. Nothing makes you more American than that.
Unless you're a North American Treasure, and then you get either a Mexican or Canadian flag.
Yeah, you get a little maple leaf. The rest is the same. End,
yeah.
On the back. Yep, exactly. Well, all right. So, fellas, who wants to give the first nominee? I'll go.
Okay.
I'll bring the first one to the table.
Bring it.
By the way, we ask for suggestions via the VIPs too. So that's a perk of being a VIP. You get to nominate American Treasures to us, and we take those into consideration. And oftentimes we'll vote on ones that you specifically nominated.
Next month we will have a VIP nominee as part of this process for sure.
Right. Yes. So this is a person who I think has stayed relevant throughout their career on and off. A lot of different types of projects, but I think has stayed in the hearts of everybody throughout, ever since, I don't know, they broke onto the scene. Somebody who is arguable the best at what they do. Somebody who in recent years has shown more of a sense of humor about oneself, and somebody who I think, I don't know, if this person's not an American Treasure in the end, then what are we all doing? So I'm going to bring forth to the jury the nominee, American Treasure Denzel Washington.
Wow.
What do you guys think? This might be a tough one on the sense of humor about oneself. That's where I know I might be hung up here. So I want to know. I'm curious.
I would say definitely on the lower end of sense of humor about oneself, of amongst other nominees. But on the higher end of talent and career, so those things might balance out. I think he has enough of a sense of humor, and he's not like a scold. Yeah. You know, it's not like a bad sitch. I'm gonna say you have my vote, Kent. I was shocked. I had to scroll down on this. I couldn't believe he wasn't an AT already. So, Brian, what about then? Probably guys we think of more like jovial, fun celebrities. more than
he's become more in the conversation with the little things, kind of the press tour around that. And then as I watched Inside Man for the throwback, it's when he became my nominee. It's like, okay, this guy, he's cemented such a place in culture that I think he needs to be there. And I mean, from all indications, he's a good person. Yeah. You know, with the interactions that we've had, you know, Batman Shane's interacted with him on the Paramount lot. I interacted with him briefly at Cowboys camp when he came there with his son JD, for a day. It was very nice, very jovial. So, I mean, from all like evidence that I've gathered, like outside of what we see on TV, I think he's a very nice guy. You know, was super stoked to meet Jason Witten, like a fan would be, you know? So, that was all really cool. So to see, I think the sense of humor about oneself is increasing. Somebody sent us on Discord, like a video of him on Late Night or something that was really funny. I don't remember what it was, bit that he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's more willing to do bits. And I think like, you know, him doing a movie like The Equalizer 2, like, I think he's more realizing his place. Like, he's won his Oscars and now he's like, kind of knows he can just be Denzel.
He said it's the big quest of his career is that he wants to do a comedy, but he said he's never found the right, he doesn't get offered a lot of them, and the ones that he gets are never funny, but he's like, I want to have one great comedy. So at least he's trying. So we'll get there.
With that.
What about you, Brian? What's your vote?
Yeah, this was brought up in the Discord like a month ago when the little things came out, and Denzel, we just did our top 10 favorite actors, and he was like, I think, number 5 on my list. I love Denzel, and I love when we do put such an emphasis on sense of humor about oneself, and I think that's valid and important and part of this whole thing for a very good reason. This is not an award for being a great actor or whatever. We have the Oscars for that. This is just as prestigious, obviously, but it's, you know, designed to signify and appreciate other things.
Crash has zero American Treasure wins and it has a Best Picture win. So I would say
Maybe better. Like, yeah. Who knows? Who's to say, really?
Whereas The Monuments Men, tons of American Treasure wins.
Right.
So,
yeah. So, you know, it's a little bit of both this and that. One thing that I think that I don't mean this to get super woke or anything like that, but I think we've said many times in the past, one of the issues with this very dumb thing that we do with the American Treasures, and again, this if you don't know, this stretches back to long before even the podcast existed, when it was just Richard and I doing a goof, you know, just kind of texting back and forth about performers that we really like. One of the things that is a holdback on this that we have acknowledged many times is that some performers don't have the opportunity to show off a sense of humor about themselves the same way that other performers do. And some incredibly talented, usually women or people of color, don't always have that same luxury that somebody like Bill Murray has or Will Ferrell or whatever, because they have to. Denzel in particular is, I think, a great example of somebody who for many, many years, literally 3 decades, has sort of had to be the standard bearer for black actors and actresses, and to show class and dignity and all these sorts of things.
Yeah,
and
that doesn't lend itself to bits always.
Exactly, exactly. When you have that pressure put on your shoulders, you know, you're maybe not as likely to be willing to, whatever, go on Conan's show in a leprechaun outfit, you know, like Will Ferrell or something. I mean, it's just, it doesn't necessarily lend itself to that. So, a very long-winded way to say, I think that Denzel has shown that he has a great sense of humor. And you're right. It's kind of opened up over the last like decade or so. You start to see him do a few more bits or just come into a late night environment with a little more.
He should host SNL.
Yeah. That'd be fun. That'd be so awesome to see him do that. Hopefully he could get some writers though, to write some good jokes. They don't have those.
I'll wait a while.
It'd be great if he'd go back and do that in a different era. Anyway, I think he's shown that a little bit. He also is genuinely, I listened to a podcast on Denzel about a month ago where they did like a full deep dive into not only his career, but his off-screen mm-hmm. persona and presence and whatnot. And this is a show that, like, even to me, like, kind of goes too far at times in, like, picking people apart for things that have happened in their past or that, you know, little mistakes here and there. So they go pretty in depth and they, like, came up empty. It was every single thing was just like, he genuinely might be the greatest person. Like, he's just a really, really great dude. And he is incredibly valuable to the industry as a whole. And to anyway, I'm sorry. This is a very long-winded way to say it. I love Denzel Washington. And it is probably a crime that we have not made him an American treasure long, long ago. He's one of the best ever. So you have my vote easily, Kent.
The denim vest is on the way, Denzel.
All right.
I'm very excited to see
him. Nice. Congrats.
And rock that.
Greatest honor of his career, I would say.
Well,
I'm ready if we need to.
Who you got, Richard? Yeah.
So mine is I'm jumping in because I'm terrified Brian's going to nominate the same person. Mine is a great actor, an Academy Award winner. Someone who recently, both in career time and age, qualified. Someone who has had a great career, is one of my, if not my favorite actors, and is one of the two people responsible for the longest running and greatest bit going in terms of senseless humor about oneself. So I'm going to ask American Treasure, Matt Damon.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Don't enjoy his work,
the Kimmel
personally.
Thing alone is wins that, and all the cameos. Scotty doesn't know all the stuff that he pops up in is incredible. That's an easy one, but yeah, you're right, Richard. He just became eligible because of the 25 years
and the
years old.
Yep. So boom, easy one.
One of the best.
First ballot. That'd be a first ballot.
Yeah, he's first ballot. At the Kimmel, like you said, the Kimmel bit alone. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Amazing. Incredible.
The most recent one I saw of that, and it's probably been 2 years, but when Kimmel had Tom Brady go and throw a football through a random window and it turns out to be Matt Damon's house, is spectacular.
The funniest one to me was, we'll just do this quickly, but the Oscars, one of the Kimmel Oscars, they're like, ladies and gentlemen, present the award for greatest best screenplay, Ben Affleck and Guest. And then... Affleck and Damon come out, and Ben Affleck starts talking like screenwriting is important, and then Damon starts talking and the orchestra starts playing. He's like, are you really playing me off? I didn't win, I'm just presenting. And they just keep playing him off every time he talks, and then it reveals that Kimmel's conducting. That's one of the all-time and then the slow burn one on the same Oscars, I'm sorry, but slow burn one all night where they have people in the theater watching, you know, small movie theater, watching films that meant a lot to them. And oh man, when I saw, you know, Taxi Driver, what, you know, Scorsese's doing here. And it's all this very serious all night. They would just intercut them. And then it cuts to Kimmel doing the exact same thing. And he's watching We Bought a Zoo. It's like, what makes Matt Damon a great actor is you can tell he's just acting so hard.
I'm pretty sure in the bit with Brady, he comes out of his house wearing a We Bought a Zoo t-shirt.
Yeah, he does.
great bit. What? It's a great film.
He won't admit defeat on it.
Very Paul Feig.
I mean, to me, if you ever want to know like the spirit of sense of humor about oneself, that is the quintessential bit to look at.
Sure. Yeah.
Like that's what we look for. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. Go, you're up, Bri.
Unanimous vote. I like it. Awesome. So I have a great one for next month.
Okay, cool.
But the person that I'm going to nominate in April, kind of off the beaten path, it will be. There's a reason why I'm holding
more relevant.
There's a relevancy thing. So
is it Jesus Christ for Easter?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, not American, but in some circles, considered American.
Depending on
your Mormon, he is. All-American prophet.
Born in Buffalo, New York. Oh,
goodness. So anyway, that one will come up next month, but I have another one that has, in the same vein as Matt Damon, somebody who has become eligible very recently based on their years in the field, not their age.
Nice.
And somebody that I know has the relative full support of the VIPs as well, because he is brought up quite frequently in American Treasure conversations. in our Discord.
Has Timothy Chalamet been around 25 years? Wow, that flew by.
And he is one of my, this is a big one. This is a good American Treasures for me, because the actors list that we did just recently was, I think I had Denzel number 5 and Damon number 4, perhaps, something like that. And this guy is at number 2 on my list. So North American Treasure, Ryan Gosling.
Mm, wow. Mm. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you go Musketeers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go Musketeers. Okay.
Yeah, Papyrus.
Yeah, Papyrus.
Papyrus is incredible.
Papyrus is strong.
Papyrus.
That knife guy's
the best SNL bit of the past decade.
That knife guy's bit. No, how dare you? Casey Affleck, Dunkin' Donuts. It's not even close. Yeah, but
Papyrus.
Papyrus is good number 2. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I like that. And the knife guy's sketch on Kimmel, mm-hmm. too, if you've ever seen that with Will Ferrell, where they borrow his set to do a knife infomercial for no reason.
Yeah. He doesn't do a ton of interviews, so you don't see. But yeah. I feel like the best example of his sense of humor about himself was the Blade Runner 2049 press tour with Harrison Ford.
That one with that English woman.
Yes.
And they do a shot and stuff. It's one of the best interviews of all time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole press tour was just like a buddy cop movie. It was just kind of unexpected. And it was, you know, fantastic. Fantastic.
Nice Guys too. It's like a real American Treasures-y performance. Yeah, a ton of charisma, a ton of career. Yeah, it's good to get a young one in. And we always like building the Nat Wing for our Canadian and Mexican brothers and sisters out there. So, yeah. Well, you have my vote. Kent, what about you?
Yeah, I was going to reserve my vote because I'm just not sure about the sense of humor, but I'll take your word for it on that.
Sure.
And that seems, I'll have to go back and watch those press junkets. But
a good Graham Norton, too, where he...
Oh yeah!
Reveals his dance videos from the 90s, which are pretty strong.
Man.
I would love. That's one of the few things Disney Plus didn't add are the Mickey Mouse Club episodes when Gauze and Britney Spears and Timberlake and all them are on there. They're just not. I don't know why they won't release them, but maybe they can't get them signed off on them or something. But you know, like their likeness or whatever, but. I would love to go back and watch those.
Yeah, but it is weird you keep writing letters asking to see them.
Yeah, it is. No, I have my own personal collection. So. Okay.
They've been transferred over multiple times from VHS. Yeah,
they're very grainy. They're worn down.
It's for Carrie Russell, though. It's for Carrie Russell. She was older.
Queen of us all.
I'll take your word for it on Gauze. So it's 2 out of 3 anyway, so... All right, we'll get a Canadian flag version of the vest with some Canadian flag lining there sent up.
That is going to be a fun apartment for a month, the three of them. Gosh.
It is. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine the conversations? Going to be glorious. Or the movie that they would make with all three.
Oh, wow.
I would pay to see that. All right, there you go. That's the American Treasures class for February of 2021. And if you're watching TV, maybe you're watching a talk show and you're like, gosh, that could be an American Treasure. Let us know on our American Treasures channel on Discord if you're a VIP. And if you're not a VIP, sign up at aboutmoviespodcast.com/VIP. Get in on the action. Get in on the fun. And we'll see you next year. The session is closed. All bets are off. Jury's closed. See you next time. That's it.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face.
They're making me ya-ya.